This is audio clip A for the Nos Mayo and Revelstoke Drive walk route. Edward Baring, the first Lord Revelstoke, was the owner of a large estate here in the 19th century, and the track you're walking on is part of a 9-mile carriage drive he had built. Baring had a reputation as a generous man, and it is said that when he came to inspect the original drive and saw the glum expressions of the soon-to-be unemployed men who built it, he promptly ordered it to be made 3 feet wider. But Baring's generosity came at the expense of judgment. He rose to be a senior partner in Baring's bank, and under him the bank took even greater risks. It invested recklessly and eventually came badly unstuck. Baring's was bailed out by the Bank of England, but Edward Baring was held personally responsible for the losses. He had to sell his estate, houses and assets to help repay the debt. Look ahead along the coast, meanwhile, and you'll see the Mewstone just offshore. Although a very small island, this little rock has had residents, although the first didn't choose to live there. He was a local petty criminal who was sentenced to live there for 7 years. He stayed there with his family without ever once setting foot on the mainland during that time. When he left, his daughter remained out of choice, marrying and having 3 children on the Mewstone. The last permanent resident was one Sam Wakeham, who farmed rabbits on the island in the 1800s. Sam was also a smuggler, though, and when the revenue men lured him into a trap, he was forced off the island. Today, the Mewstone is home and hangout for a huge amount of bird life. To protect them, the island has been closed to visitors and made into a bird sanctuary.